This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drought shall set you free!
This year, we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Say hello to Ty Bollinger, my buddy, my friend, and friend of all animals everywhere. The truth about pet cancer is about to drop April 4th. Unless there's a delay I don't know about, we're getting ready. We're excited.
Oh, yeah, we're pumped about it. The truth about pet cancer is right around the corner. One week from tonight will be the first episode. So getting pretty pumped about it. Our team is working nonstop to get it ready.
Oh, my gosh. Now, folks, however you find it and sign up, go there. We have it linked up as well in the show notes, but I just want you to be able to watch it and share it and tell everybody, all your friends, about it. Because I don't know what the percentage of pet ownership there is in America, in the West. Do you know it's like one out of every two households have pets, or is it more than that?
I think it's a little bit over that when you average in dogs and cats. I think it's something like, I think almost 70% of households have a dog, if I remember correctly. But that seems a little bit high. But I know that the combined total is well over 50% have either a dog or a cat.
Okay, so it is that easy to say, hey, are you concerned about your pet health, especially as they age, maybe cancer? You ought to check this out, The Truth About Pet Cancer, and it's happening April the 4th, and we want you all to be there. So check it out. You can find it. People are sharing it all over the social media networks. Emails are going out, or you can go to robertscottbell.com. However you get there, and we'll be excited to launch it officially next week at this time. Now, GMB, gun control still in the realm of discussion. I don't think there's a lot of discussion going on from the political left. It's all about yelling and screaming at you if you don't agree with them. I mentioned last week my son was in New York City for his senior trip. And he ran into a couple of people that just asked him about stuff. And it's funny that both of them went into the gun control issue. And, of course, my son wants to be a gunsmith, not going to take kindly to that. And the guy at the Brooklyn or the Bronx Zoo said he didn't believe anybody should own guns at all except the government. And, of course, that's an absurdist statement. We heard a former Supreme Court justice say they should repeal the Second Amendment. And now we've got this David Hogg guy siding with Monsanto on top of, whatever else he claims about gun control. I can't make heads or tails about this kid. I don't know anything at this point.
You know, it's the weirdest thing, Robert. I don't know much about him except that when I see him, it just seems, something seems off.
Yeah.
I've seen videos where he claims to be in two different places when the shooting started at the high school there. One time he claims to be at home. The other time he claims to be in class. He's all over the place. He's a pretty foul young man. Really nasty mouth. They've kind of scrubbed the internet of a lot of videos with him just dropping F-bombs left and right. I try to make him a little bit more respectable, but I don't know what to think, but of the whole situation, to be honest with you. Just something stinks about it.
What is it about? I mean, he seems like a very angry young man. And listen, if he was really there and witnessed that, there can be an angry response. I agree. But to argue that you should disarm everybody because of some rogue elements, particularly kids, youths, if you will, on psychotropic medication approved by the government and prescribed by a doctor, have created a scenario where there's no longer a governor on the worst behaviors, whether they be suicidal or homicidal. And, it just seems to me, if you could at least discuss that. I've gotten to the point where I've talked to Democrats about this issue, and then they have to sheepishly acknowledge that these psychotropic drugs do play a role, but they, you know, the moment you're out of earshot, they're back to, let's just take everybody's gun away.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, we all know that there are ulterior motives behind a lot of this stuff that's happening. Whether it's what it appears or not, whether who was involved, you know, I don't want to go there, but there's no doubt that when they hop on a tragedy like this, at this speed, lightning speed, to try to disarm the American public, you know, there's some other stuff going on behind the scenes. At best, this kid's a useful idiot for the people that want to take guns and you know, take away the Second Amendment. That's in best case scenario. What else are possibilities? We don't necessarily have to go there. Probably doesn't serve a good purpose, but needless to say, a lot of the people that are anti-gun now, they want to take away the Second Amendment, they want to take all the guns. They don't know anything about history, and they don't know about what happened to societies where guns were taken, and they don't actually know that an increase of firearms in the citizenry actually decreases crime, decreases police deaths, decreases all these things that we're told that it actually doesn't. So I think a lot of people are just miseducated. There was a video that I sent over to you, I Skyped you today, where they sat down a bunch of people that thought they were coming in for some sort of a gun control PR announcement, or I guess, you know, kind of an infomercial type gun control thing. Mm-hmm. But they didn't know that they were actually going to be reading the teleprompter of actual facts about guns and how they actually lead to less crime, less police deaths, safer societies. And these people were reading the teleprompter, going over the fact that guns actually make us safer statistically, and they were just blown away. They're like, wow, really? Wow, I didn't know that. So a lot of them are just, they're jumping on the bandwagon that think that guns are bad when they're really not. It's the people that need to get fixed and their brains that need to get fixed, not guns.
Right. Well, and also, listen, it's not like you can prevent every injury or misuse or purposeful malevolent use of any tool, whether it be a hammer, an axe, a knife, a screwdriver, a pen, or a pencil. And so it gets to be an absurdity when you say, all right, well, what next do we get to ban? Because it could be dangerous. The reality is I will not give up my right of self-defense. I've said it. I'm going to say it again for y'all that, you know, need to hear this clearly and maybe establish this for yourself, that just because a tragedy occurs, I am not giving up my rights to self-defense because you feel, you know, somehow that my right to self-defense is somehow threatening to you. It doesn't work that way. This is not Australia where they had that tragedy, which could have been considered a purposeful event, or at the very least, one of those tragedies, never let a good tragedy or crisis go to waste, where they then confiscated guns of Australians. It's going to be a bloody revolution if they try to take away the guns from the people that understand the reason for guns.
I agree, Robert, but don't you think that it would be justified to take away the number one weapon that's used to kill Americans? I mean, don't you think that? I mean, just being realistic here, Robert, wouldn't that be wise?
Well, I think I know where you're going in this case, and I'd be hard-pressed to argue against it, although I would try and encourage parents to keep their children away from those dangerous weapons, but they're not what you think they are. They're not guns that Ty Bollinger is talking about. What are they?
It's actually knives. Knives are the most frequently used weapon to kill people, 3 times more than what guns are used. So I guess if we're going to ban the number one weapon, we should ban knives. It's going to be kind of hard to eat that big fat ribeye steak, though, from now on.
Yeah. You know what? I think that the knives don't even come close to the amount of deaths caused by drugs and vaccines approved by government. So let's start with the syringes that are carrying
minuscule compared to iatro genocide.
Yeah. So if you really want to talk about banning things that are dangerous, harmful in reality, not potentially, but every day, people are dying to the tune of thousands. And, you know, we could isolate opioid overdoses, opiate deaths, but that's only a fraction of the total number, and that's considered a crisis. What about the rest of the drugs and the deaths that they're causing? What about the vaccines that are causing death, mayhem, and injury? Billions of dollars have been paid out to families who have been injured or killed by vaccines. And yet, where are the youth protesting those things? Instead, the David Hogs of the world, manipulated as useful idiots that they are, to say that we have to ban guns.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't make a lot of sense, Robert. We were both going down different roads there. I wasn't even thinking about the iatrogenicide. I was thinking more literally with knives, because that was one of the statistics I was just reading, is that knives are actually used more frequently than guns to kill people. But regardless, whether it's knives, whether it's iatrogenicide, whether it's, you know, specifically vaccines, there are a lot of things that are being used to eliminate people's lives, and it's not weapons like an AR-15.
Right. Now, you know, if we look at the scientific peer-reviewed journals, apparently David Hogg says that atrazine doesn't cause transgendered animals, basically. I don't know where he's getting that information, because the peer-reviewed literature is rife with the toxicity of atrazine, even at low levels, altering frogs, turning them into hermaphrodites, for instance. But if we look at the science of iatrogenicide, and we look at the statistics that we've been writing about, reading about, I've been speaking about on radio for, you know, almost, yeah, as long as I've been on radio, in fact. We go back to the Barbara Starfield report, year 2000, Journal of the American Medical Association. We find that 106,000 to 225,000 Americans die every year due to modern medicine, right? Properly used, prescribed, administered drugs. Now, it's a larger number than that, but that means at the very least a million to 200, it's millions of people every decade, let's just say that. Now, how are they going to counteract that? Perhaps we've found it. This next article is stunning. Headline reads, intolerant leftists now claim science is racist because too many white people practice it.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
What do you say to that, Robert? Oh, my goodness.
Listen, it discounts everything in the Journal of the American Medical Association that we quote. Apparently, we can't quote it now because it's racist to talk about that drugs kill more people than guns and knives every year. White, black, red, yellow, doesn't matter. They're killing people. Officially. Approved by government. But everybody has to look at a racial angle for everything. I wish people would get back to recognize they are all, I am, you are, unique, divine sparks of God. You know, little photons of love, if we begin to recognize our divinity, our connection to that which created us all, instead of dividing us by how much pigment we have in our skin or not.
Yeah, it's absurd. It's really absurd. You know, I've said this before, but, you know, the difference between me or you and, like, the darkest African is less than 0.1% DNA. I mean, we are identical. Human beings are almost identical DNA. There's just a small amount of difference between all of us. But everyone's unique. But, I mean, it's like, wow. So the difference between a white person and a black person is almost nothing.
Yeah.
So the mere fact that someone would think that their, quote, race is better than someone else is just absurd. We are the human race. We're all humans. There is really no difference except for the amount of melanin in your skin.
Right. And the people being harmed by medical science, wow, it's really every pigment being harmed by it. And to claim that science is racist,
that's
discriminatory. Yeah, I call it, it's discriminatory against natural medicine and natural healing. We'll be back. Sports leagues might be making our kids fat next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
And occasionally giving them a swift kick in the aspirin to remind them who's boss.
Cy Bollinger, outside the box, here we go. And TMB, the truth about pet cancer, launching April the 4th. There are loads of pet owners, but I can never keep up with the numbers. We do have a kitty cat, and I know you got loads of animals there.
I do, and I wanted to get these statistics straight that I mentioned at the first of the show. According to the most recent National Pet Owner Survey of 2017-2018, 85 million families own a pet in the United States, which is 68% of U.S. households own either a dog or a cat. So that's the percentage.
85 million. Wow. All
right. 85 million families, which is 68% of U.S. households. So almost 70% of U.S. households have a pet, which is, you know, it's a pretty good percentage of people. So that's why I think that that's why I'm so excited about the truth about pet cancer, because regardless of whether you have cancer or whether you have, you know, a relative that has cancer, you've got a pet, most likely. Almost 70% of people in the United States have a pet. So at that point, they're going to be interested to learn what they can do to prevent their pet from cancer, because pets are getting cancer at an alarming rate. One in three cats and three out of five dogs that are going to be born today, that are alive today, we're going to face cancer, according to the most recent surveys. So it's an epidemic in dog cancer and cat cancer. So everybody that's going to be listening needs to, you know, watch the free seven-part docuseries, learn a little bit about what you can do to heal your pets or protect your pets.
We're going to be watching it, and I hope all y'all will, too. Just sign up. It's free. You can watch it. It's launching April 4th. Now, I'm going to probably get Dr. Marlene Siegel on the show, hopefully maybe even this Friday, to talk about some of the things she's going to reveal in the series as a doctor of veterinary medicine. She is doing extraordinary work, and I'm really thrilled to be friends with her. She's helped a lot in terms of selecting what we call species-appropriate diets, folks. You know, none of the mass marketed foods that are out there, many of them will cause cancer. I'm not naming any names, but again, what were the animals are eating in the wild? Do you think you can give them processed kibble with GMOs and heavy metals and expect them to do well? I don't think so. Any more than you can give that to your kids. Now, this is interesting because, you know, you have athletic kids, particularly your son Bryce, my son Elijah. And there's an interesting article here out of the Daily Mail in the United Kingdom. Sports leagues are being blamed for fueling childhood obesity. Now, that's the weirdest headline I've ever read until maybe we look further and it sort of makes sense.
Well, I don't think that they're actually talking about the actual participation in sports, right? They're talking about the fact that these kids that are playing sports growing up, they're idolizing, you know, the pro athletes. And the reality is a lot of the top athletes, you know, and they list specifically here LeBron James, Peyton Manning, Serena Williams, they've made millions and millions of dollars in sponsorship deals with companies like McDonald's and PepsiCo. So, you know, their sports heroes are in fantastic shape and working out hard. And, you know, the sports stars today have incredible stamina and have incredible physiques compared to 30 years ago. So there's no doubt that these people are in good shape. But I guarantee you one thing. I think it's LeBron is advertises Sprite or 7-Up or some, you know, it's one of the clear drinks. I can't remember. But I guarantee you, he's not drinking that every day. No. And if he does, he's got a unique metabolism because most of these athletes are very, very particular about what they eat and drink. That's why they look like they do. That's why they're in such good shape. But when our kids see them advertising a junk food, well, they say, well, they must eat it, and they're still doing great. I can eat it. And I think that's what we're talking about here.
I'm looking at the pictures of athletes here and what they're promoting. I didn't know Eli Manning from the New York Giants, but he's the face of Dunkin' Donuts. How's that working out for you, Eli? Do you train on Dunkin' Donuts, really? I mean, if we go into international soccer, Cristiano Ronaldo is promoting KFC. Let's see, Steph Curry is all about, he's actually done something good. He's advertising for a water filter. Got to give Steph Curry some props there.
Yeah.
There's another aspect to youth sports. Have you ever seen, like, the snacks that they bring? Now, of course, when we are responsible for the snacks, they're all organic. But most of the families engaged in this are not up on that, and they are still bringing junk food snacks and high fructose corn syrup sweetened drinks for these kids. And that could be also functionally promoting obesity despite their activity levels.
Yep. It could be, and it very likely is. But I want to make a distinction here, Robert.
Mm-hmm.
These kids are seeing these athletes like LeBron James, who's, you know, 6'8", 280 pounds, and 3% body fat. Just looks like a phenomenal athlete. What we don't know is, and I'm not picking on LeBron, but we don't know what kind of shape these people are really in. These athletes might look like they're in great physical shape, but Robert, I could name a dozen guys that I used to be good friends with when I was a competitive bodybuilder that didn't make it to the age of 40. That died from heart attack or stroke.
Yeah, just because you look
good, you're healthy.
Exactly. There's a lot more to health than just how it looks. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go, including covering Crohn's disease next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but one special hour a week in the middle of the week. It's called Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger. The truth about cancer, now the truth about pet cancer. We've done the truth about vaccines, the truth about detox, man, and I can't wait for you to go to Asia and hit the healers on the other side of the planet. Truth about cancer agent, but I get ahead of myself. I'm so excited with all the stuff you're doing, TMB. And
it is exciting. I'm looking, you know, I appreciate your helping, you know, connect me with some people over there. I've had about four or five other people that are connecting me with some healers in Asia and, you know, Japan. We're looking at Taiwan, Thailand, Philippines, Singapore, Sri Lanka, India. We're hitting several countries over there, probably 8 or 9 countries. So we get pretty pumped about that as well, but appreciate you helping us out as well, as you always do.
Always helping. I'm always happy to do so. You know that. Now, as far as helping folks out there,
they should be having every day some organic greens, like, you know, Super Don and me and my family and all the wonderful products from Organics, Organics.com with two X's on the end of Organics. And we have covered a lot of different topics over the last months with our good buddy Doc Newsom. And you guys can get the archives of it and learn the nuances and protocols for specific things that nutritionally you can do that is quite empowering from our friends that are putting out the Whole Food Nutrient Supplements from Organics, O-R-G-A-N-I-X.com. You'll see links and banners in the show notes at robertscottbell.com as well as upcoming events. So please take advantage of that as well. And TMB, you know, as a dad, I read stories like this next one, and it, you know, kind of make it, well, it does make my heart happy, no doubt. A little tear to my eye, too, because, you know, when parents take healing into their own hands and they go back to the, you know, the plants of creation to do it, it is so inspiring to me. And, it, you know, it's the opposition of those saying, oh, I have to ask for permission. I have to wait for the doctor to approve. I have to wait for the government to approve. It's like, no. We're talking about our precious gifts from God, our kids. And this is down under in Australia, a story about a man who is desperate. His Stephen Taylor's two daughters fighting Crohn's disease, and nothing was helping them. Intractable Crohn's. It's like anti-inflammatories, prednisone, antibiotics. Like we have a chapter in our book together, Unlock the Power to Heal.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided, you know what? I'm going to take the cannabis leaves. I'm going to juice them. And they're going to drink it. They're going to eat it. And guess what? His daughters, 21 and 25 years old now, the healing is on. The healing is happening. They were hospitalized, but this changed now that they've been drinking cannabis juice. And by the way, folks, if you're freaking out about, oh, my God, a dad is getting his daughters high, you will not get high drinking cannabis juice. You juice those leaves, you're going to get the cannabinoids. If you start heating it up, maybe. But even then, the benefit for someone suffering like this is not that they get high. It's that they get healed.
No, you're absolutely right, Robert. And when I was interviewing Olivia Newton-John and Amazon John for the Truth About Pet Cancer, they mentioned that very thing. Is that, you know, they live out in California, so they have access to, they've got actually, you know, a cannabis farm, and mm-hmm. so they've got, you know, they live close to one that they have access to THC hemp cannabis with high THC. But John said, you know, you don't, just what you just said, Robert, you don't get high when you juice it. So they juice it almost every day. You can mm-hmm. still get the cannabinoids, you can still get the THC, but unless it's heated,
yeah.
it's not psychoactive. So you can get all the benefits of the THC and the other cannabinoids, but just by juicing the stuff. So it's really amazing, the medicinal properties of hemp. It's a superfood in its own right, and it should be completely legal anywhere because we should have the right to use what we need to be healthy and to heal.
Yeah. And as I said, it is lawful, and people don't really understand the difference between legal and lawful. But, you know, lawful, right, in the eyes of God, could get you into trouble from a legality perspective. But at a certain point, we have to be willing to stand up, step up for what is right. And this is where you talk about civil disobedience, but I think it goes beyond that. It's being obedient to creation.
And,
you know, if you want to say I'm disobedient to a civil government, that's fine. They can be secular and pharmaceutical all they want, but you don't have a right to tell me what I can put in my body or help to heal my children. And we've got it still a little bit wrong where we've got a nation of sheep or sheeple instead of people at this point.
Yeah, and when you have a nation of sheeple, results in a government of wolves, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we have. But it's unfortunate. It's really unfortunate. But the reality is when we have to talk about civil disobedience, it's when we decide that we want to eat or drink a plant that grows naturally. If that's civil disobedience, it's like, man, we are in a warped world.
Yeah.
I mean, that civil disobedience to me is like when, you know, Rosa Parks, when they were fighting segregation, when we're standing up against governments that are doing things like that. But it's a plant. It grows naturally. But we have to practice civil disobedience to ingest a plant. That's how far we've gone.
It's messed up, man. And again, I don't want y'all to remember it just one day of the year, Independence Day, July the 4th, right? That's when you go, oh, yeah, I remember. We're supposed to be independent from government. Oh, no. It's 365, 24/7. But how many of y'all are living that way? Folks, it's time to step it up and live like you mean it, right? Live according to the rules, the laws laid down by that which created us all. Now, of course, those rules mean you don't get to violate the rules, the rights of others. And I guess that's where people are lost, and they go, well, you know, we can't do that. People will. But the thing is, if they recognized and realized that there was a severe penalty to pay for violating someone else's rights, they might be less inclined to do it. You know, but that's the concept of common law versus equity law and other these kinds of admiralty law. People don't understand. It's like they've removed so far from human interaction things that would normally keep us at bay from doing some of the horrible things that happen.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Here's what's interesting. Look, I'm at the bottom of this article, Robert, mm-hmm. about the father treating the gut inflammation in his daughters here. That the police raided his home and found 107 plants, and now he faces criminal charges. That's the sad conclusion to this story. His daughters, Morgan and Ariel, must face their illness without access to an effective treatment.
Yeah.
Man, that's
now the police in Australia are committing the crime. And
it's a crime.
The crime is not what the father did. The crime is what the police are doing and the government is doing. And I think the people of Australia should be, you know, up in arms over this, although they have no arms because they've been taken away, because they didn't have that in their constitution, perhaps. It wasn't in their DNA, perhaps. But the right to defend yourself, the right to heal yourself and heal your loved ones, that's a right that comes from a far higher place than government, folks. They've lost it in Australia. In many cases, in ways we've lost it in America, we're trying to regain it. Wherever you are listening around the world, remember, this supersedes and goes beyond any governmental authority. They are authoritarians that don't have the authority coming from a much higher place. Yet they will act accordingly as long as you grant them the ability to do so. You acquiesce. You give them consent. You cower in fear. Right? Folks, the Second Amendment was written so that ultimately the government would not overstep its bounds. But the people have become too cowardly to recognize their role. It isn't the Constitution's role to keep the government in check. It's the people's role to keep it in check. Yeah.
It is. And most people don't understand that the Second Amendment has nothing to do with hunting.
Mm-hmm.
It's protecting yourself from rogue government and also protecting yourself from invading armies. And we don't have guns, don't have access to weapons. We are at risk from our own government and from invading armies. And that's what people don't understand. You know, we go back 100 years ago, Emperor of Japan, Akimoto, I think it was, Yakimoto, mm-hmm. said that they would not invade the United States because behind every blade of grass there was a gun.
Right.
Right? So it protected us from being invaded, and it's protected us against our own government. It has nothing to do with owning a gun to hunt. And so people need to get that straight.
Mm-hmm. And what of the Jews in Nazi Germany? Had they been armed?
Mm-hmm.
They would have taken out a lot of Nazis before they would have succeeded at a Holocaust level to take out 6 million of them and 3 million additionals in terms of other minorities or other groups that they said were undesirable at that point.
Yeah.
In time. So,
and you know, it's interesting, Robert, when we lived down in New Zealand, mm-hmm. which I can't believe it was 10 years ago now that we lived down in New Zealand for a year. But I remember talking to guys at the place where I worked down on the South Island in Queenstown, and mm-hmm. they were very proud of the fact that, you know, Australia is now disarmed. New Zealand is basically disarmed. They still have a few have access to guns for hunting, but basically, the policemen don't even carry guns in New Zealand anymore. They're very proud of that. And at that point, I said, you know what?
That's
one of the things that keeps the United States safe. I said, how long do you think it would take the Red Army of China to overthrow mm-hmm. New Zealand?
Yeah,
if they wanted to come in.
Right. Yeah. There's nothing to hold them back.
There's
listen, folks.
We take 24 hours. New Zealand's it's overthrown. They cannot protect themselves. And so at that point, I saw in their eyes they could see I had a point. They never mm-hmm. thought of that.
Right. All right. Let's see if RSB and TMB walk the walk, not just talk the talk.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, our question of the day comes from Roy. Hi, Robert. In general, I guess we could say that allopathic followers are pro-vaccine and that natural health believers are more anti-vaccine. But just where do we draw that line? As one example, I'd be interested to know how both you and Ty approach a situation where you happen to accidentally get a puncture wound by stepping on a rusty nail while barefoot. Allopathic believers would probably head straight to their doctor for a tetanus booster shot. If you or Ty were put in that situation, what other approaches would each of you take? All right, Roy, here we go. TMB, you want to go first?
Yeah, I mean, I'll answer first. I'm happy to. So if I were in that situation, I would go straight for hydrogen peroxide because tetanus is not caused by rusty nails. Tetanus is caused by getting fecal material into an open wound.
Right.
And so hydrogen peroxide will knock that out. I remember doing an interview with Dr. Russell Blaylock. It was probably 3 or 4 years ago, and he just laughed about that because we were talking mostly about cancer, but then we got into vaccines a little bit, and I said, what about tetanus vaccine? He just said, you kidding me? He said, tetanus has nothing to do, and his, you know, he has a southern drawl.
Yeah.
Tetanus has nothing to do with rusty nails, Ty. All you need is hydrogen peroxide, and you'll never have to worry about tetanus.
Exactly.
So that's what I do.
Yep. Hydrogen peroxide, you can do ozone therapy if something really is serious happening. I want to know if the nail had fecal material on it first before I, you know, go to other steps. I would utilize silver locally. That works very well with oxygen and hydrogen peroxide. I would take extra selenium. Also, the homeopathic remedy for a puncture wound is ledum, L-E-D-U-M. So we've got lots of things to do, and none of that involves getting a booster shot for tetanus, okay? It's true of my kids. I'm standing my ground, Roy, and so is TMB. We are walking the walk, my friend. Good question. Love it when they
do
that.
Very good question.
Yeah. So we've got a lot of things to boost immunity, or let's say modulate immunity, and a lot of that we can find in the organics line of products. Go back and listen to the archives. We've had a lot of Friday shows that are available that Doc Newsom described the reason for each ingredient that is in the organics product line. And they're linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. All right, we got one more segment to go with Ty Bollinger going outside the box. What is running for Congress? Is it new? Is it unusual? Are they all there already? We'll find out. And how can you get suspended from school? What do you have to do now? Not much.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we have made fun of people in Congress for years. I call them Congress critters. People call them something worse than that every day. And if we talk about who runs for Congress and what did they become once they're there, this next person running for Congress is already there, and maybe that's a good thing. Let's, like, vote full disclosure. What kind of people do we need in Congress? What kind of people are already there? What people are running? Did you see this story out of Columbia, South Carolina there, TMB?
The story about the clown?
Yes. A real-life clown is running for Congress. What a headline. Clown runs for Congress. Like,
yeah.
Wait a second.
It is kind of funny.
If they weren't a clown already, by the time they get there, they turn into some kind of clown.
It's pretty funny. I always thought that being a clown was a prerequisite for being in Congress, but nevertheless, now this guy actually used to work for Barnum Bailey apparently, and he's running for Congress. So I just thought, Charlene and the kids have seen The Greatest Showman at least half a dozen times, so maybe it's not a bad thing working for Barnum and Bailey.
Yeah, no, that might not be so bad. It's just when they get, the Hollywood version of clowns are very scary. And, some people have asked, when did clowns become scary? I don't know. I do remember when I was a kid, at a certain point, I was afraid of Bozo the Clown. It was scary to me before the Hollywood version of these things. But if you're not scared of clowns, certainly by the time they get to Congress, they get pretty scary.
If you're not scared of clowns now, watch the movie It, and then you will be.
Right, exactly. Although the original one had Tim Curry as the clown. He's pretty
funny. He did. Yeah, Tim Curry. And he was still kind of scary at times.
He's
kind of more of a
spooky.
Spooky scary.
Yeah.
But this latest It, with boy, that'll give you some nightmares.
Mm-hmm. Other kind of nightmares are people, go to school and draw pictures. Like when I was in school, man, we would draw army men with machine guns and bombs and, airplanes drop. I mean, this is the kind of thing, maybe boys more than girls, but we were never threatened with expulsion for any of those drawings. I mean, it was like boys being boys, right, doing that kind of thing. But a seventh grader in North Carolina was just suspended for that. He drew a picture. I see this picture, and it's in the image. Those of you who want to check it out at robertscottbell.com. Seventh grader suspended for drawing a stick figure with a gun. it's gotten to the point where we cannot have normal human interaction. You know, the things that kids just, it's just, I never went out and shot up a school. Of course, we weren't of the age or era of SSRI drugs for kids either. I recognize there are some changes or differences, but man, can you take these kids as humans, talk to the family, get assessment, a sense of where they are as opposed to blanket, oh my gosh, the kid drew a stick figure with a gun, let's get him out of school.
Robert, if I'd gone to school today, I would have been expelled every day. I mean, yeah. I remember in like fifth grade, we used to have G.I. Joe wars, and we'd bring them, put them in our pockets, and, you know, while the teacher's writing on the chalkboard, we're shooting each other with our G.I. Joes with a gun. I mean, I would have made it through third grade.
Yeah,
I mean,
no, you and me both.
Every day.
Yeah, and I didn't grow up around guns, but the toy guns and things like that was part of a normal part of it. And no one ever considered that because we did that, that we were actually going to grab a gun and shoot up a school like today we've been conditioned, even though in reality these school shootings are really, really rare. But the reality that is different is that when we were growing up, we weren't on Ritalin. We weren't on SSRI medications, Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft, or Xanax and other crazy drugs that cause you to go psychotic. So there is a distinction. Diets have become even worse. And, of course, the vaccine schedule with all the heavy metals, the violence that's visited on children via the needle has gone up and ratcheted up tremendously. So there are genuine differences now, I acknowledge. But still, the blanket dismissal simply for drawing, I think that's just wrong.
Oh, it is. It is. I mean, it stifles kids. Because, that's expression. That's freedom of expression, right? Not hurting anyone. Being creative, you know? I mean, who knows if they would have stopped Patton or MacArthur from drawing stick figure guns when they were in school, man, we may not be as free as we are today. You know, some of these military leaders, they probably started out, you know, drawing guns. But, you know, you're going to stifle a kid if you don't let he or she become what they're intended to be. And this is just absurd to expel a kid for drawing a stick figure. That's ridiculous.
If you want to expel a kid who's on an SSRI drug. And I don't mean that because I don't like the kid, but the reality is when they can no longer control their own behavior because they're on psychotropic medication, they do become a clear and present danger. And not 100% of them go off that way, but it is still a completely unscientific experiment on the children of America. And this is why this is happening, not the guns. TMB, my friend, another great Outside the Box with you.
Always, man. Always a pleasure, RZ.
Tell them what they need to know, because we got to go.
Hey, y'all, remember that the power to heal is yours.
Go get them. Truth about pet cancer coming.
Boom.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.